Hello, welcome to the English News Japan Talk Radio and Television Station. Dear listeners, this morning the government held an online conference to listen to reports on the goals, tasks and solutions of the National Target Program on Revitalizing Cultural Development and Building Vietnamese People. The conference was chaired by Deputy Prime Minister Trần Hồng Hà. Attendees listened to the leader of the Ministry of Culture, Sports and Tourism presenting the National Target Program for Cultural Development Revival for the period 2025-2030 with a vision to the year 2045. The program includes general target groups and key groups, specific solutions for revitalizing cultural development and building Vietnamese people in a new period. The development and implementation of the program will contribute to bringing the parties to solutions and orientations for cultural development and building Vietnamese people to life, promptly meeting the requirements of the course of construction, protection, and sustainable development of the country. Speaking at a conference, Deputy Prime Minister Trần Hồng Hà emphasized that this is a very important task that needs to be urgently implemented in coming time. In fact, the country's cultural problem has gone through many stages. In each phase, there is a mission to contribute to the construction, protection, and development of the country. Therefore, all resources must be concentrated to promote traditional and modern values in the revival of cultural development. The program has been consulted with the college ministries and departments and will continue to be fully absorbed and submitted to the government for consideration as soon as possible. This morning also in Kantar City, the Malaysian cluster of five Central Asian cities, including Hanoi, Ho Chi Minh, Haiphong, Da Nang, and Kantar, held a conference to preliminary review the Malaysian Memorandum of Understanding in the first 6 months of 2023. Opening speech, Chairman of Kantar City People's Committee Chung Vi Chung affirmed, the conference is an opportunity for units in the cluster to train, learn, and exchange experiences in implementing Malaysian movements, promoting the Malaysian movement of the cluster. The five cities have grown stronger and stronger, contributing to the successful implementation of the resolution of the 13th National Party Congress. At the conference, the delegates focused on evaluating the results of the implementation of the Malaysian agreement in the first half of this year, discussing, exchanging, and proposing measures to promote the Malaysian movement striving to achieve socio-economic development, defense security targets, reaching consensus on the key program for the last 6 months of 2023. This morning also, the Brigantu and Emulation Board of Kantar City Party Committee reviewed the Brigantu work in the first 6 months of 2023. In the past 6 months, the Brigantu Education Board of the City Party Committee has completed 45 tasks, reaching about 60% of the plan. The Brigantu Board at all levels actually advised the party committees to develop plans for learning, mastering, implementing, and summarizing the directives and resolutions of the party, focusing on advising on a mid-term review of the implementation of the resolution of the party congress at all levels, term 2020-2025, well performed the work of directing and orienting propaganda and education activities to celebrate major national holidays of the country. Conclusion number one of the Politburo on continuing to implement directive number five on promoting the study and following Ho Chi Minh's talk, morality, and style were summarized after 2 years of implementation at once. The team of the year is implemented in early 2023. This morning in Qatar City, a conference on implementing Rice Smart Management 2023 was held. Minister of Industry and Trade Nguyễn Hồng Diên, together with leaders of Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Development and leaders of the People's Committee of Qatar City, co-chaired a conference. According to the inter-ministries, by the end of July 2023, Vietnam is bought 4.83 million tons of rice worth $2.58 million, up 29.6% over the same period last year. The average export price reached $534 per ton, up 9.2% year-on-year. The conference also assessed the advantages and disadvantages of rice production, processing and export, reserve situation and national reserve plan for rice in 2023, assessed the global rice trade context, forecast import demand of traditional and key markets, and proposed solutions to develop the market. Up to now, the internet subscription rate in Qatar City has reached 98%, 76% of households have fiber optic network connections. Over 73% of adults have smart mobile devices, and 90% of households have smartphones. That's all for the English news from Qatar Radio and Television Station. Thanks so much for your listening. Goodbye, and see you next time.